This is going to be your seat, sir. Feel free to sit down and start eating. And who is behind him?
I'm Ed.
Ed, nice to meet you. I'm Rick. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'm going to sit to you right here. Okay.
What you're hearing right now is two of our friends from the KPLU newsroom, Ed Ronco and Ariel Van Cleve, getting seated at a cafe for dinner. But here's the thing.
I can see nothing right now. It is the darkest room I've ever been in.
This is not a regular restaurant. It's a traveling event called the Blind Cafe, where people eat dinner in the pitch black. The organizers are quick to say it's not about simulating what it's like to actually live with blindness. Nobody can do that, they say. But they do want the people who do it to perceive the world around them a little differently. So, as we journey out of the darkness on today's show, Ed and Ariel are first going to lead us into the darkness. Bring lots of napkins.
Okay, let's back up. It is about 8 p.m., still daylight, and about a dozen of us are waiting to get into the Blind Cafe, which is housed inside a big brick building called Nalanda West, kind of an events center in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood. We don't really know what to expect. Dinner in the dark, a talk about blindness, a little live music. Outside, we meet Brandon Langdon.
I blocked the room out. I'm the master of darkness and all of that stuff. So if you want to ask any questions, you can ask me.
They told me you'll be needing to tape up some of my gear a little bit.
What I do is I just have you sit in a chair, and then I drape the fabric over you, and I duct tape you.
That's perfect.
Actually, it kind of gets swaddled in dark fabric and duct tape, so the glowing screen and all the little indicator lights are not visible. Now, before we go in, we have to prove that our cell phones are off. Not airplane mode, not vibrate, off. And we have to prove it. Show the phone to somebody. Watches go in the pocket, and Ariel and I are matched up with three other people to make a table of five. There's Jennifer.
I study plant physiology.
She's a grad student at the University of Washington. And next to her...
I'm Rio. I'm also a grad student at University of Washington.
And then a young guy named Idris.
Yeah, I'm a student. I'm from the UK. I did an exchange, and like now I'm basically just a tourist.
But that's it. That's all we know. We don't know what the room looks like, or where we'll be sitting, or what we'll be eating. We're told to stand in a line and put one hand on the shoulder of the person in front of us, and at the head of the line is a guy named Rick. He's blind and the keynote speaker tonight.
Oh, you guys good?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
He leads us to our table through what feels like a winding fabric tunnel.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be making a right turn.
Okay. It's so dark.
I know.
Like, I knew it was going to be dark, but this is dark.
This is so dark.
Oh, sorry. Beg your pardon. Could be a lot of that tonight.
I think there's going to be a moratorium on beg your pardon.
All right.
I took a piece of bread.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, and
so
you've just
that.
Pushed it to me here.
Pushed
okay.
it to you there. I'm not even...
And I just put my finger in the butter. Sorry, everybody.
This is awesome.
I was trying really hard not to.
I'm curious how far, like, how big this table is.
I know, because you have an end, right?
Yeah.
Because we're right across from each other.
All right, I'm going to stick my hand out. Can you direct me to the end of your table?
Okay,
right.
so the end of the table is right here.
Okay, it's my arm's distance away. So.
Okay. That's a lot of effort. Why not just pass out blindfolds and say, all right, everybody, come on in?
If we gave everybody blindfolds, they would have control. And the whole magic of the Blind Cafe is that you have to relinquish control.
Brian Rochelot started the Blind Cafe in 2010. Everyone just calls him Rosh.
When you come here, if you go to a regular restaurant, you are kind of isolated and you got your own individual tables. But here, we have you all sit at large tables together in the dark, and you have to break bread together, and it creates community, and it breaks down social barriers. And we have no light, but we also have this Tibetan singing bowl that we ring. In the dark, that brings everybody together.
So guys, my name is Rick Hammonds, and we're going to open up to questions and answers pretty soon. But before we do that, I thought it might be a good idea for you to get to know the person you're going to be asking questions to. I was born blind with an underdeveloped optic nerve. I wasn't a premature baby, but for some reason my optic nerve just didn't develop correctly in the womb.
I have been involved with the Blind Cafe since it started in February of 2010.
I've learned that it's good to lose control, right? Because you never really have full control, so it's good to like give up that illusion of control for a little while. It's scary, but it's a lot of fun.
Ariel with a question.
Ariel, go ahead.
I just raised my hand. What's it like when you interact with someone who can see and they realize that you can't?
So I'm in high school and I want to go to this job interview. A friend of mine told me about this job selling, I forgot what it was, but selling something over the phone. Go down there, waiting in the office. And when I called to make the plans, they said that we're really, really excited. We don't have enough people here. Guy comes out. I go in the room. Back then, I used what's called like a foldable cane, right? So he didn't see that, you know, I was blind. And then he gives me something to read. I pull out like a little like thing to read it. And I have to get really, really close up. And he's like, are you blind? And I'm like, yeah. And then the whole tone of the interview changed from, we really need help to, well, I really don't know if we can use you at this time. Might be kind of difficult for you. But I was younger and I didn't really have the experience to know that that's not the way that everybody's going to react. Mm.
Mm. So this is Raj speaking. You guys up for some music? I think we're going to move into the music thing. Yeah. Any guitar players in the house?
Sure.
Sure. You're like, sure, I could be a guitar player if you want. I'll participate.
We always have 1 to 3 people each weekend that they go into the darkness and it's just too much. Yeah. But if they stick it through, that first 10 to 20 minutes of the Blind Cafe is the most challenging. But once you get past that, it's like smooth sailing. You don't have your phone, you don't have to worry about being seen by other people, and you don't have, it's an interesting new experience. We were in Portland a few weeks ago, and this woman started sharing in the dark, and she started crying, and she started saying that, like, she says, I feel so free because I feel like for the first time in a social situation, I don't feel like I'm being judged for being black or for being overweight. And she just started spilling her beans about, like, how I'm usually seen as a black woman first, and it's a powerful experience to be in the dark and actually be judged and related to for who I am and not for my color.
It's time to put your clothes on if you're naked. By the way. You always have to check Seattle and Portland. I like that one.
All of a sudden, Rosh flicks a lighter and lights a candle.
Wow.
And we can see the room for the first time. It is not that big. It's carpeted, a small stage. We've been sitting at a plastic rectangular table not far from the other two tables.
You know, I thought it was smaller. I thought the room was smaller. I felt like I was in some kind of tent. You know, did you guys feel that? Like,
yeah, I kind of thought that same thing. I was thinking, like, there was actually, like, we were in a tent. Like, we walked into a tent of some kind.
Of the fabric.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are back in the car. It is almost 4 hours after I picked you up for this thing. And we're just leaving. It's 11:20
yeah.
p.m.
And it's been quite an experience.
What did you learn about yourself?
I learned that I am a real anxiety-ridden person. Because I was thinking about how I was feeling while we were walking in there, and I was nervous. But then once we got in and we sat down, I wasn't. And I didn't think about anything else except for the fact that I was enjoying the conversation, I was enjoying the food, I was enjoying the company, enjoying what I was hearing, enjoying hearing from a blind person mm-hmm. about their experience, and it just all washed away.
I learned that I am not as good a listener as I think I am. I did notice afterward, you know, we were interviewing Rosh, who's the organizer of it. I was distracted. I felt almost like I was being rude to Rosh because I wasn't as focused on him as I was when I was in the room in the pitch blackness.
Interesting.
So
you're going to be less distracted and I'm going to calm down.
This is going to work out for us both.
That story comes from Ed Ronco with help from Ariel Van Cleef.